Welcome to the weekly bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, where we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your host. Subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. As always, be sure to check out our latest episode of Streamed and Screened, a podcast dedicated to movies and television. Streamed and Screened is available on major podcast platforms, and there is a link in this episode's show notes. And now, the top sports and entertainment headlines from the Associated Press selected from the past week.
Succession and The Bear took the top honors at the Emmy Awards. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Succession won Best Drama Series for a third time. Because the Hollywood strikes delayed the Emmys 4 months, The Bear won for Best Comedy Series for its first season, 8 days after it won the Golden Globe for its second season. Quinta Brunson's win for Lead Comedy Actress is the first time a black woman has won since Isabel Sanford in 1981. Kieran Culkin, who won Lead Dramatic Actor, says he really has been asking his wife about having a third child.
Instead of just talking to her in private like a human, I just blasted her on stage, which was very rude.
That's one small step for man.
The Television Academy has put the 1969 Apollo moon landing at the top of its list of the 75 most impactful television moments. Also making the list are Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech and the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. The ludicrously capacious bag from the series Succession sold at auction over the weekend for more than $18,000. Heritage Auctions in Dallas says Roman Roy's pink note cards for his father's funeral sold for $25,000. The Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced this year's class of inductees. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. R.E.M. and Steely Dan will go into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So will producer-writer Timbaland. He's responsible for hits like Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott and Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back. Songwriter Hillary Lindsay also will be inducted. She wrote this song. Jesus, take the wheel. Dean Pitchford also will be inducted. Among his hits is this song. Now I gotta cut loose. The induction ceremony is June 13th in New York. Actor Joyce Randolph of the TV show The Honeymooners has died of natural causes at her home in New York City, according to her son. She was 99. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at her career.
Whoever said the age of chivalry is dead was right. And I know the two guys that killed it.
Joyce Randolph played Trixie Norton on The Honeymooners. Jackie Gleason cast her after she did a Clorets commercial on his Cavalcade of Stars show. When The Honeymooners went off the air in the 1950s, Randolph retired. She focused on being a wife and a mom, and she told the New York Times in 2007 she didn't miss a thing by not working all the time. She was a regular into her 80s at the New York bar Sardi's, where she'd drink Dewars and milk and talk to fans of the show. Randolph was the last surviving main character of The Honeymooners. Actor and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was stopped by customs in Germany and questioned over a luxury watch. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. A customs spokesperson says Arnold Schwarzenegger was stopped for a routine check after arriving Wednesday in Munich. He was detained for about 2.5 hours because he had an Audemars Piguet watch valued at more than $21,000 that was specially produced for him. The watch was potentially going to be auctioned at a charity event. Goods valued at more than $467 that will stay in the European Union have to be declared and possibly have duty paid. The Schwarzenegger Climate Initiative says in a statement that Schwarzenegger cooperated at every step, even though it was an incompetent shakedown, and he agreed to pay potential taxes. A customs penalty body will review the case.
Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams has formally entered the NFL draft. The Heisman Trophy winner is leaving USC after two prolific seasons. Williams is widely considered the favorite to be the number one selection in the draft, which begins April 25th. Williams passed for 10,082 yards with 93 touchdowns and 14 interceptions during three collegiate seasons at Oklahoma and USC. He became the Trojans' eighth Heisman Trophy winner in 2022 after following coach Lincoln Riley from Norman to the West Coast. The Chicago Bears currently hold the top pick. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Michigan is losing its quarterback, and the Wolverines head coach could be on the move as well. Junior QB J.J. McCarthy is entering the NFL draft after leading the Wolverines to a national championship last week. McCarthy completed 73% of his passes for almost 3,000 yards and 22 touchdowns, throwing just one pick after week 3. Meanwhile, an AP source says Jim Harbaugh Harbaugh will meet with the Chargers about their head coaching vacancy. The Chargers are among seven teams seeking a head coach. Michigan running back Blake Corum and linebacker Junior Colson also plan to leave school for the upcoming draft. I'm Dave Ferry.
Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce has told teammates he intends to retire after 13 NFL seasons. Three people informed of the decision tell the Associated Press. The 36-year-old was in tears throughout the end of Philadelphia's 32-9 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in an NFC wildcard game Monday night. The respected team leader declined to talk to the media about his plans after the game. He made 156 straight starts and received six All-Pro team selections and won a Super Bowl title with Philadelphia in 2018. Ohio State is hiring former Houston Texans and Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien as offensive coordinator, per an AP source. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the hire still needed university approval, but an announcement was expected as soon as Friday. O'Brien completed his second stint as an NFL offensive coordinator with the New England Patriots this season. Buckeyes coach Ryan Day has been Ohio State's primary play caller since being promoted from offensive coordinator to head coach in 2019 when he replaced Urban Meyer.
Golden State Warriors assistant coach Dion Milojevic has died in Salt Lake City after suffering a heart attack. The 46-year-old was part of the staff that helped the Warriors win the 2022 NBA championship. He also mentored two-time NBA MVP Nikola Jokic and was a former star player in his native Serbia. Milojevic was in his third season with the Warriors. He suffered the medical emergency during a private team dinner on Tuesday night. The NBA postponed Wednesday night's game between the Warriors and the Utah Jazz. The league did not immediately announce a rescheduled date. Pascal Siakam is being traded from the Toronto Raptors to the Indiana Pacers, according to a person with knowledge of the agreement. The trade and Siakam's nearly eight-year run with the Raptors, during which time he was a two-time All-NBA selection, two-time All-Star, and part of the team that won the 2019 NBA title. Siakam is going to Indiana in exchange for three future first-round draft picks and a pair of players with NBA championship rings, guard Bruce Bowen and forward Jordan Nwora.
A woman has alleged that New York Knicks owner James Dolan sexually assaulted her a decade ago and then set her up to be molested by now-imprisoned film producer Harvey Weinstein. That's according to a federal lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles. Plaintiff Kelly Croft is seeking a jury trial and unspecified damages. She has consented to be publicly named and says she has come forward to seek accountability. Dolan is executive chairman of Madison Square Garden Sports Corp. He heads the NBA's Knicks and NHL's Rangers. His attorney says there is no merit to the allegations. The NBA has fined Sacramento Kings coach Mike Brown $50,000 for his court-storming outburst against a referee. Joe Dumars, the league's head of basketball operations, announced Tuesday that Brown has been fined for, quote, aggressively pursuing a game official during live play and for publicly criticizing the officiating. Brown was ejected in the fourth quarter of the Kings' 143-142 overtime loss to Milwaukee on Sunday night. He stormed onto the court and began screaming at referee Inte Huang. Brown also made comments about the officiating afterward. I'm Gethin Kulba.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.